All right. Receive the brethren and forbiddeth them that would, casteth them out of the church. Eleven. Beloved, follow that not which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, and he that doeth evil hath not seen God. I do mostly good. Well, no, if you do any evil, you haven't seen God. Just like John taught in his the third chapter of the first epistle. He that does righteousness is righteous. Whoever commits sin is of the devil. This is the doctrine of the apostles. If you don't like it, well, if your minister taught you otherwise, then they're not of God. I thought no man has seen God at any time. Well, that's true too. A lot of paradoxical statements, like they, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are. I think it's the merciful, for they shall see God. I have to sing it from the beginning sometimes to remember things. Happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Ah, but you know who will see the God? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those that do evil have not seen God. That means I haven't seen God. Not like I ought to. So, well, Paul, don't you think you've seen something? He's taught me some things. The word see here means it is a horao, to discern clearly. To truly know him. I know that God has given me truth. He's shown me many things that I might have faith. And he's built me up in them. But I know that I'm a young man. I've overcome the wicked one. Right? That's what John says. Happy, young man, for you have overcome the wicked one. But still, it's like I want to be perfect. I mean, I'll still hit my thumb with a hammer, like I did today several times. I'll still hit my thumb with a hammer. I don't mean that kind of perfection. I'll still have to use the toilet, Demetrius hath good report of all men, verse 12. And of the truth of itself reports good of Demetrius. See, that's what I mean. It's like, why I speak against those ministers? Because the truth has ill report of them. I've learned the truth of God, and it reports ill concerning those men, unless they repent. I like to throw that in so people understand. It's like, I'm not personally judging their eternal worth, so to speak. What I'm saying is, their works are evil. The truth testifies. And so, of others I know, I have brethren, I know, they've got a good report from me, and the truth gives me a good report of them as well. Because I read the truth, and it teaches me good about them. Now, sometimes I read things and I see, it's not all, they have a good report, but the report isn't necessarily all good. Because I see in the church there's still lack. Even among those who are being made perfect, there's still lack. But we want to get to the point where we lack nothing. That is where we are headed. I have faith in that. That I will lack nothing in that which God calls godliness. And that which God calls righteousness. And that which God calls holiness. And that which God deems honorable. And that which God says is virtuous. And that which God says is anything that I am supposed to partake in with regards to this faith. So Demetrius hath a good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record. And ye know that our record is true. And John, I suppose them that are with him, we bear record of Demetrius. And you know, if I say he's all right, you know that's true. Verse 13, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. Oh, John. You're breaking my heart. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. This is just the way he ended the second epistle. You know what? I think I'll just talk to you in person. Send you a little note. Talk to you in person. These are the shortest books in the Bible, some of them. I think this is the shortest book, the third John. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. I think this is an interesting point to be had in this 14th verse in technical aspects of the Bible. Notice the word salute thee, right? And then greet the friends. This is an example of sometimes in the New Testament, in the King James, and in other translations, I don't know. The reason I use the King James is not because it's somehow magical or holy, but because it's the one I'm familiar with. And I've begun to memorize so many things in it, I just don't have... I'm 35 years old, I'm not going to turn back and, you know... I don't object to other translations. But you know what, though? I do favor in the sense of, like, aside from the errors and problems it possesses, it is beautiful. And I do love the fact that it is in a language that's somewhat archaic. Because the Bible comes from a time disconnected from our modern world. And it doesn't hurt to be reminded of that. Though it is for today, but I like to be reminded that it's something distinct. You know what I mean? Godliness is not of this world. That's why I don't like it put in everyday language. Honestly, I don't like those Bibles. You know, it's like... Say hi to all our friends. You know, I want them to say it. Salute the brethren. Blah, blah, blah. Thee, thy, those. And it makes me feel like I'm partaking of something that's not of the everyday. That's the beauty of, you know, I would love to see a corrected King James translation. I've considered doing it myself, and if the Lord give me enough years, maybe I'll do my own version.